even though he has talked a lot about it. He says here, "It isn't necessary for me to write to you." His wisdom is displayed not just in this, that despite having said a lot about it, he says, "It isn't necessary for me to write to you," but also in that he refers to it again. Indeed, what he had said just earlier was about those who received the money to assure them of great honor. However, what he said before that was about love and charity. But still, even though he had already said so much and intended to speak again, he says, "It isn't necessary for me to write to you." He does this especially to draw them towards himself. A man who enjoys such a high reputation as to not even need advice would be embarrassed to appear less than or fail to live up to that perception of him. He often does this in making accusations as well, using the rhetorical device of omission, because it is highly effective. The judge, noticing the accuser's magnanimity, holds no reservations. The judge reasons, "The one who, although could say a lot, chooses not say anything, why would he fabricate untruths?" He also makes one suspect more than what he says, and portrays himself as a person of goodwill. He uses this approach in his advice and his praises. After saying, "It isn't necessary for me to write to you," notice how he advises them.